Back in 1898, Webster's Collegiate Dictionary defined redskin as an often contemptuous term. Despite its tangled history, the racial slur is still widely used as a sports mascot, most notably by the NFL team that hails from our nation's capital. Yesterday, the Supreme Court heard a case about whether derogatory terms can be trademarked by the U.S. Patent Office, which will determine whether the D.C. team can keep its name. The agency canceled the trademark back in 2014, but the team appealed. Still, one Native American tribe is not waiting to see how the court rules. The Nottawaseppe Huron Band of Potawatomi forged a compact with the state of Michigan to create what it's calling the Native American Heritage Fund. Through the fund, K-12 schools, colleges, and government organizations can apply for grants to help them revise outdated textbooks, representations, and relationships with Michigan's Native American tribes. And it is funded by gambling revenues. Jamie Stuck is chairperson of the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of Potawatomi and a prime mover in creating the Native American Heritage Fund with the state. I spoke with him before the court heard oral arguments and asked him for more on the purpose of the grants and how they'll be used.
As far as the curriculum goes and, you know, the school districts, as far as having the historically correct and culturally correct history of, about the Native Americans that are federally recognized in the state of Michigan, as well as any issues that pop up with mascot changes or revisions. Sometimes when these issues are brought up, one of the obstacles that come up is funding, whether it be providing new and improved curricula to the school districts or whether it comes to the cost incurred with changing offensive mascots. So we figured as a tribe, why not, let's not be just the source of pointing out the issues, but let's be proactive about providing some solutions to the issue at hand.
So for somebody who has only seen, you know, a sort of caricature and their impression of Native Americans is based on that, or, you know, old cowboy movies, what do you want them to know about your heritage?
Well, you know, you got to think there's 566 different federally recognized tribes in the United States of America. We're all different. We have our different constitutions. We have our different histories, our different cultures and traditions, different languages. And you can't put us in one group based off of what you may see in an old Western movie or what you may see as far as imagery correlated to a mascot. It's important aspect of understanding the issue with negative imagery is knowing more about Native American history for individual tribes to help people understand that there's certain issues that may be dealt with by individual tribes that relate to historical trauma. And maybe once this information is shared and when people are educated about that trauma, they'll be able to see a little bit more clearly why certain imagery and why certain mascots may be deemed negative.
Jamie Stuck, he's chairperson of the Nottawaseppe Huron Band of the Potawatomi. Jamie, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
You can read more about the gaming compact with the tribe in the state of Michigan, which was recently altered to create the Michigan Native American Heritage Fund.